99.9 Radio USA. That's one more drinking song. That's Jared Neiman. 6:51, and we're at 25 below. You ready for the weird news? It's brought to you by Lundgren Motors, Highway 53, Eveleth, Virginia. Got a weird news story here. Cops in New Jersey are looking for a man who allegedly stabbed his brother over a can of Pepsi. Well, it sounds more like a funny new commercial you might see during the Super Bowl than a real story. But one man is in the hospital recovering from multiple stab wounds. Police are looking for Michael Charles, who they say got angry during last week's NFC Championship game and went nuts when his brother asked him not to drink the last can of Pepsi. Charles refused and said some nasty things and hit his brother with a pipe. He then grabbed a small knife and stabbed him several times in the chest. The brother was left covered in blood, and Charles is now on the run. He faces charges of aggravated assault and unlawful possession of a weapon. And a Baltimore man trapped in his apartment during this week's major snowstorm needed tacos really bad, so he did what he had to do. He posted a desperate ad on Craigslist asking for someone to take him to Taco Bell. The ad read, "I need someone with a four-wheel drive vehicle to come pick my drunk butt up and take me to the Taco Bell drive-thru and drive me back home. Then we can hang out and play video games if you're not a rapist." Well, the ad received hundreds of chuckles but no offers, so the guy sobered up, got his hybrid vehicle, and drove himself to Taco John's, Taco Bell, whichever. And finally, a Pennsylvania man will have to change his status to arrested after seeing his wanted picture on a police Facebook page. He then shared it on his own Facebook page. Freeland police were having a hard time locating Anthony Leskowich Jr., age 35, who was wanted on charges including burglary and assault, so they posted his picture on their police Facebook account. Leskowich thought that he was mocking the police when he shared the photo minutes after it was posted, but cops had the last laugh when an officer posed as a woman on Facebook and began talking to Leskowich about his wanted picture. Well, the two arranged to meet, and guess what? Leskowich was arrested at that location. Oops, there you go. There's the weird news. It's 6:54.
After 37 straight years.